Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, good afternoon, and
good evening,
wherever you are.
Even in the midst of a Corolla.
Corona.
Toyota Corolla. Corona epidemic? No, it's a pandemic.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little slow. You know, I'm sitting here looking across at you, and I see this amazingly beautiful woman. And I don't see all the things that you think are wrong with you, if you think there's something wrong with you, or all your, quote, inadequacies. I only see an amazing being. And I'm quite sure that you've been with me for 37 years. You know all my foibles, you know, my idiosyncrasies. But I'm sure you don't see those when you look at me. You see the man I am.
Correct.
And it's interesting, if we could see ourselves through other people's eyes, we might be amazed at how we are held by people in our lives.
Provided those people are not upset.
Yes.
People get upset, they tend to look out through a lens that is that this world is not perfect, you are not perfect. There's the...
This isn't it.
The propensity to pick apart everything and go through a judgmental nature.
Right.
If you want stress relief, it really resides here.
In this moment of your life, not in some future or past moment, but right here, right now. And the easiest way to get here in this moment is by listening. But not listening to see whether you already know what's being spoken about. See, I know our listeners are smart. I know they've read a lot of books. I know they're interested in being in the current moment. So they've got it pretty well down, you see.
And you may even have listened to hundreds of our show.
And we always talk about listening. So you disregard this part pretty much because you already heard it and you know it. Well, your life is showing up in this moment newly. And if you're here for it, it's all new. It's all unique. It's all amazing. But if you're being bright, intelligent, and witty, you will find that you already know what we're going to talk about. So you hardly listen. You give lip service to listening.
Semi-ear service.
Semi-ear service. You don't really listen. But true listening is not about being accurate. It's not about that you agree with what's being said. It's not about disagreeing with what's being said. It's about hearing what's being said as though you're hearing it for the first time and you're not passing it through what you already know so you can compare it to what you know. That's not listening. That's thinking about. And we are all addicted to thinking about, and we have to learn. We have to teach ourselves how to truly listen. Because it doesn't come easy. The culture itself doesn't listen. It thinks about and worries about. You see, worry is a function of thought. And thought is a function of the future or the past, not this moment. Because when you're truly here, there's really nothing to think about. Your life just is happening in this moment.
Our minds are really facile. And I noticed as Shia was speaking, every once in a while he would say a word that would trigger a whole series of thoughts. And they happen so quickly, it's almost like a dream. And it's not really discipline, but there's a quality of bringing myself back to actually hearing the words.
It's about an intention. Attention on what's being said rather than comparing it to what you know. That by the way, will pull you into the current moment of your life. The mere act of listening, not going somewhere, not to get somewhere, not to figure a strategy for the future, but to hear what's being said will pull you into this moment.
I have a feeling that if your minds have skipped off from time to time so far during this podcast, they've skipped to something that you have resisted, some fact, some concern, something somebody said that you thought was outrageous and that you've disagreed with, some worry for the future or thought about, for a silly example, Shai and I went out to the grocery store yesterday or Monday morning to restock, and there were a lot of people there, and try as we might to be 6 feet apart, which is the social distancing guidelines here, there were people in a panic who would move by closer, in a closer proximity than that. So then my mind can either chew on, did I get sick? Was this a mistake? There are plenty of things to work on in any given moment, or you can be here. And that's what today is about. That's what this show has been about for many years. It's important now. It's always been important. But I find as my life is slowing down, because the forward momentum nature of it has been forestalled by how we are living these days, I find the moments when my mind wants to race off into that forward momentum when none is required. So as you're here today, if you find yourself skipping off, just bring your attention back to what's being said by Shia or myself or the people who are calling in. We have 2 people already waiting. It is a live show today. You are welcome to call in. The number is 888-346-9141. Let's take our first caller, shall we?
Sure. Oh, by the way, Ariel and I finish each other's sentences. So if I were to chime in during something she's saying or vice versa, please include it.
You know, before we take that first caller, I realize something I forgot to say in regards to listening. Because as you were talking, my mind skipped off to something I heard in the news that I disagreed with.
Right.
Where somebody was blaming somebody else for this whole pandemic we're in. And what you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your thought processes.
Well, that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. If there's anything you're resisting, that's what you're thinking about.
Second principle is things can only be exactly as they are right now. You can only be exactly as you are right now.
Where you are, how you are, what your health conditions are, all of it can only be exactly what it is in this moment.
Third principle, anything you see without judging, allow yourself to experience without judging, completes itself.
In an instant.
So, here we are. Let's take Aaron. Aaron looks like he's in Denver, Colorado today. Hi, Denver. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well. It was really nice just being able to listen to you guys for the last, you know, 5 or so minutes. In this moment, I'm doing very, very well.
Good.
You say, in this moment, I'm doing very, very well.
Implies that a few moments before you might not have been doing very, very well.
So I've been having, and actually this morning I've been and like I've been feeling very well in myself. I know in the last, you know, or just, you know, if I think back to the last week or months, or like if I indulge, I have rolling upsets of just how I just disagree with how I'm living my life, but I've also been able to experience, and I still have, even on a daily basis, I go in and out of upset, but I've been observing during this time where I have so much less structure and my mind can wander. I've been actually having a lot of fun with meeting myself in this more quarantine environment where I don't have as much to do. And it's been such a gift to just observe, or, and to, you know, sometimes I don't observe and I judge, but I've been practicing observing how I am and in these different situations that are so different than normal life. So that's been really cool to see.
Yes.
What do you mean when you say you've been hard on you for how you're living your life?
That caught me too.
Well, what comes to mind is that, so I'm a personal trainer and I train people in person and online. And I always have the idea, and I've had it for as long as I can remember, even in not in regards to just my work, but to be doing more than I am. And so I constantly disagree with, like, oh, I should have done this, or I should be doing more of this, or something that's different than what I'm actually doing.
Well, you know, I love how you said all that, Aaron, in that the mind functions in more, better, and different. It's always in disagreement with the current moment, as if there should be more, better, or different. And so when you say I should be doing more, definitely your thought process is not the being that resides within you. When you should, it should be different. Of course it should be different, because the mind, everything should be different. So there's no satisfaction in the mind. That's why people have such a hard time discovering how to be satisfied with their life, because they're finding it's never good enough. You have this program in there that tells you you should be doing more, you should be doing better, you should be further along in your career. You know, it's nothing is ever enough for your mind. So
the other thing you said that really caught me, you said, for as long as I can remember. Good on you. Really, our minds repeat the same thoughts over and over and over. And every once in a while you get a little upgrade of the thought. But you can look back at how you did in school.
How you did in any past relationship.
Sports, all of it. How your mind talks to you is how your mind talks to you. And a lot of people mistake that thought process as them. So I love that you are making that differentiation. Also, when you're saying, for as long as I can remember, I've thought this way, but it's not you who's thought that way. It's the mind that rides around with you, that has a particular cultural download. You know, on my desk, I have a computer, and Shia has a computer on his, and they look very similar. But what is downloaded into each of them may not be the same. We each have these sophisticated computers that have a mental download into them, the culture we absorb, the family we came from, the language. It's been really fun. We have a course coming up, Aaron, tomorrow and the next day or over the weekend that we were supposed to be doing in Hamburg, Germany. And of course, when the travel restrictions came, we reconfigured things to be virtually done. And but these particular courses are going to be translated into German as well to take care of the clientele that we have there. And so when we write a course description, the people who are our support team over there are often talking back and forth about the best way to say a certain word, like dear friend. Do you do friend as in a singular? Do you use a different word, which is like means friends? Is it too familiar? Their
language
includes gender. So if I say, how are you, to you, it just means how are you. But there are ways to write things where if you talk about Dr. Smith, you might be able to tell in some language whether Dr. Smith is female or male. You've internalized all these ideas and you think it's you.
To say nothing of any religious training you've been given, because that's a whole nother set of dogma about the right way to be rather than to be the way you are.
Not to mention things we've learned from other children. Yeah, and today was been a very interesting day for me in that I had far less energy than I thought I should given the amount of sleep I had last night. And I was really tired today. So there's a whole other thought process that goes along with being physically fatigued that includes things like faking, being a slacker, avoiding, you know, they're derogatory terms that I can either resist or listen to, that's change, or I can notice and then look and see what's appropriate.
That's so cool. One thing, I didn't really have a question, but one thing I wanted to share, which I learned that I learned from you guys, was to look around and take care of what you're in your environment. And because my environment of where I go is so small now, like I've been finding myself without thinking, just taking care of things that I've resisted, whether it's like getting rid of unwanted clothes or cleaning to a very thorough degree, and it's just been really fun to have this time to take care of things that I normally beat on myself about. So it's been really cool.
Well, we can talk about that when we come back from the break, if you can come back with us.
Sure, I would love to.
Cool.
We'll be back shortly with Aaron, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. You know, we have now, because of the coronavirus and the pandemic that's happening all over the planet, we have made available, actually, the universe has made available to us virtual seminars that we, through Zoom, which we didn't consider doing really before, but now we've been forced into it by the universe.
We did it in a limited way, so we were at least partially set up.
Yeah.
But now it's such an intimate time with people to get together, see each other's faces, actually feel what it's like to be with people from Australia, Hong Kong, Switzerland, Canada, the United States, and
all over Europe.
All at the same time. You can go to our website. You can see what day-long seminars we have, weekend seminars we have, and the two-hour global video seminars we have as well, which take place right now on select Tuesdays, most Mondays, Saturdays. Go to transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can also read articles, see videos, excerpts from books, our blog. There are all sorts of free resources to support you in being here and to relieve you from the stress buildup that can happen simply by being left alone with your mind. We were talking about it on the break, and this is something we were speaking with Aaron about right before we left. He was saying how he used to beat himself up for things that he hadn't done, and now he's just taking care of those things in his environment.
In a way, Aaron, this is a really wonderful time to discover how to see what needs to be done and do it.
And also see what doesn't need to be done. I mean, I know in my mind I always have a whole lot of fantasy list of things that should be accomplished that I actually have no plan of doing, no real interest in doing. But then if I look and I see that there's a piece of paper on the floor, I can bypass that thinking, oh, I have something more important to do, or I can actually look and see it and pick it up and do it.
Yeah. That's so cool.
You know, it's the light bulb that needs changing, that every time you walk by it, you say, I got to do that. And you spend a lot of time telling yourself what you've got to do. And if you allowed yourself to just do it, it's done. And then there's space in your life. The only problem with space is it's uncomfortable for most of us to not have a routine or structure that keeps us busy. Just the mere being has a certain uncomfortableness to it because it takes some getting used to.
Yes, yeah, and I've experienced that during this time because I'm doing much less work that is producing money, and I'm doing more in like work that, or what I call work, that is like writing or content generation. And it's just been very interesting to see. I think Ariel said it really well, of things that I have the idea of what I think I should be doing, and then sometimes I just have really no desire to do that in that moment. And it's just been really, just from knowing you guys, it's been a blessing to be practiced at observing how I operate, even though I do indulge time to time and get upset. But that's been really, really beneficial for me.
You know, in a way, when you say you indulge in getting upset, I imagine something comes along that unexpectedly sweeps you.
Rocks your boat.
And sometimes it's a challenge to climb out of that. Sometimes it's easier. And yes, sometimes it is an indulgence to stay there. But as you say that, I have a feeling that your propensity in the past to be hard on yourself shows up in identifying being upset as an indulgence, that it's just something that happens. There, you know, Aaron, we got a Premium Excellence Club question from somebody talking about how hard she was being on herself for being upset. Mind you, her partner, who has asthma, had COVID-19, and she was there because there was no hospitalization for him to nurse him through it. And she was being hard on herself for having been upset, not recognizing that she was really a hero. There are things that you're doing to come into people's homes to help them be able to move and stay fit that is heroic. But like Shai was saying at the beginning of the show, you're not seeing yourself through other people's eyes. You tend to see yourself through your mind. And through your mind is...
But more better and different, so you're never enough.
Yeah. That's very true.
I want to thank you for calling in today. We have somebody else holding now.
We have a couple people holding, so we'll take them, but we really enjoyed speaking with you. It's been a treat.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
I look forward to seeing you again on the Global Video Seminars. It's such a treat to see you.
And Aaron, stay healthy.
Yep.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
All right.
Okay. Who
Let's
we have?
Take Sandy in Munich. Hi, Sandy, and welcome to being here.
Hi.
How you doing? Yes.
I'm doing good. Good. Great. I'm at home, and I am lucky to be able to work at home. I have my equipment here. I work as a film editor. Yes, but I've been seeing how I've been, especially after hearing you speak with Aaron just now, how I've been stressing myself with thoughts of how I should, you know, do it right without... I'm working
Let me stop you for a second.
Yes.
You always stress yourself with thoughts. Experience doesn't stress you. Thoughts stress you. Thoughts are comparison. Thoughts are shoulda, coulda, woulda. They're not noticing how it is. They're judging what you see and saying, I should do this differently. More, better, and different. That's thoughts. Mm.
And I can also tell, Sandy, just by the cadence of your voice and the quality of your voice, we know you quite well, that as fortunate as you are to have your work at home, and that I can tell that you are driving yourself forward rather than allowing yourself to trust yourself.
You do know me very well.
Well,
yes,
actually, it's not out of what I know. It's not even that I know you well. It's out of listening. I can hear it. And also, and I'm not making that drive wrong. I've been noticing that drive in me. And something Aaron said really struck me when he came back and said, oh, yes, there are things that I tell myself to do that I'm not intending to do or don't want to do. One of the ways my mind is structured is I have an idea, a template in the background of what I should be doing, how fast I should be doing it, and when I should be doing it. and it has a certain structure to it. But I find that if I'm not following that structure, but following what, I don't even know how to put it, whether it's what my heart says or what my eyes pull me to, or if I allow myself to trust myself, then what I may have no desire to do now, 5 minutes from now, I'll be very facile at. But if I drive myself into it, I'm just tired. What do you want to say, Shia? I see it coming.
See, what you forget is the perfection of the moment, that you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. And if you're not, you're doing exactly what you're not supposed to be doing. So there's no need to berate yourself for thinking you should be doing more or different, because you can only be doing what you're doing in the current moment. So that's the second principle of instantaneous transformation, and it's an incredibly freeing idea. And it's true that you can only be doing exactly what you're doing in the current moment of your life. Now, if you think about it, you could be doing other things in this moment. But the reality is you can only be exactly where you are and how you are and have what you have in your life in this moment. And so you could celebrate the moment, or you could worry about how the future is going to turn out, in which case you'll destroy the possibility of satisfaction in this moment.
I love it. Yeah.
Perfect. The other thing, Sandy, that caught me, when you said, I'm so fortunate because I can work from home and I have all my equipment here and I'm a film editor, it wasn't just a fact that you're a film editor, that you feel fortunate to be able to continue to work and you have all of your equipment at home. The statement was comparative, as in, I'm fortunate unlike others who've lost their job. You can't make yourself feel better in a deep and meaningful way in comparison. Sooner or later, that coin will flip over and you'll be awful in comparison to other. Well-being doesn't happen through comparison. Well-being happens through being here. And I really see that that's something that we can do and look around and say, well, at least I'm not sick, or at least I have my job. But those are all mind-generated ideas of well-being. And ideas don't actually touch well-being. They're ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. That's great.
Well, I'm glad you weren't expecting it.
Yeah. We gave you
what you're expecting isn't what you need. What you're expecting is what your mind figures out the future is going to bring. Rather, right. See, you can't imagine the next moment from what you don't know. You can only imagine the next moment from what you've already experienced. So anything new or creative is not imaginable, because it shows up as a creation in current time, in the current moment, not out of something you thought about.
Well, if your well-being is based on a something, it's like building your well-being like a house of cards. If that one something goes away, if your equipment breaks down or the film you're working on, they want to postpone it because they don't want to pay you, or then your well-being goes out the window because you've built it on a because.
Mm-hmm.
But well-being isn't based on circumstance.
That's true. I've experienced that. The mind is never what I have in my head, what will make me happy or satisfied, has never been the answer. It just happens.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Oh, yeah. Shia gave me a present today. He's like, I got a present for you. I think you're going to like it. It's out on the back porch or, you know, on the back deck. Go look. He's been looking out in the woods recently and saw something that, because we live in the country and behind us is woods, and he found something that caught his eye, like, this doesn't belong out here. What is it? And he went out, and it was an antler that had dropped off a deer when he shed this beautiful, complete antler. So I have this lovely, surprising moment of, you know, I mean, what are we going to do with it?
Amazement.
I don't know. I'm sure Shia has made some amazing tools with those in the past, but for now we're just enjoying it as a gift from the universe.
No, I'm not thinking of cutting this up and using it.
No, it's too pretty.
It's perfect. It's exactly as it is.
Yeah. So,
wow, sounds beautiful.
Like you said, it was one of those unexpected things. So,
hey, thank you guys. Something feels more relaxed inside right now.
Good.
Good, good. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, what we're gonna do is demonstrate the possibility of well-being in this moment rather than give you tips about how to get there.
So I imagine a number of you called in hoping to get tips, but if you're listening and you're here,
you'll get well-being rather than tips.
And well-being is replicatable. It's also, you know, transformation is a communicable ease. It really is. It spreads. It spreads to you, to your environment. You even know this. If you're here by yourself, when you're agitated, you touch the things in your environment in an agitated way. When you're here, there's a certain reverence to the textures of fabrics or what you're up to, even if it's sweeping a floor or washing a dish. We're going to take a break. We'll get to the callers who are holding when we come back. So we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening. We have shout-outs for folks who are listening around the world, and first we want to do some personal ones to the folks, the team who help us build this show and make sure that we have callers and we have themes to talk about each week and get it out to social media. So to our personal Being Here team, a shout-out to you.
And to Tag Online, which is our web company, for the amazing work they've done to allow us to have our seminars go virtual.
And also how responsive you all are. Our personal team work for us, Colleen and Leah and Val and Kevin at Tag, all the folks who help us get things up online. If you're not getting our email newsletters, first of all, they're beautiful. I take the images. They're bright, they're expressive, but they also link you to all sorts of resources that you can read or listen to or view and share with your friends. So you can go to transformationmadeeasy.com and you can sign up today. Also, we have friends in New York City, in New Jersey, around New York, some of whom have gotten sick and have recovered. Everybody who's practicing social distancing, all those of you who are going through that discipline of staying home and keeping everybody around you safe, shout out to you wherever you are in this world.
And to our physician, Dr. Salerno, and his staff for helping keep us healthy, and Dr. Kapoor at Columbia Presbyterian. We appreciate all you're doing and taking care of people.
And we hope you all are staying safe.
And healthy.
So, shout outs for some cities. Those of you in Van Nuys, California.
Dallas, Texas.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Monterrey, Mexico.
Hessen, Germany.
Canterbury, New Zealand.
Brazzaville, Congo.
Wherever you're listening to us from, thank you for tuning in, and please share the show with your friends. Transformation grows as you share it. All right, let's take Christina in Bonn, Germany. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Hello.
So good to talk to you.
So good to hear your voice.
What can we do for you?
Sorry?
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I don't have a question, but I'd like something to share.
Okay.
So in recent times, I have a lot of time to think, and I can watch myself and see my thought process, I can see that I'm getting lost into it, but I could also see the other option, that I can breathe into moments and relax into moments and just be there. So when I'm with my boyfriend, I could see actually the process of my thoughts coming, you know, doubting everything and, oh my God, what are we going to talk about? And whatever there comes up. But I could also see the option that I can take a deep breath and breathe into that moment. And I took this option. And so yesterday we had just a lovely evening because I breathed into that moment and relaxed into that moment, and I listened. And that was a really cool experience.
That's great. And you know, the oh my God, how's it going, where's it going, is not something, or what will I talk about, is not something that only happens because of the current circumstances. That tends to be how the mind goes when people are dating. They're worrying about, at least it was for mine, where is it going? Will it end up being the one? Rather than just investing in this moment, then you discover.
Yeah, true.
That's great. I like that breathing into the moment.
Yeah, I really like that, and I really enjoyed just spending time with him. And we didn't even talk much. We just, you know, spent time with each other. That was really cool to experience.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that with everybody. Excellent. And stay safe.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's take our next caller. We have Daniela holding in somewhere in Germany. Where are you, Daniela?
She's near Cologne.
Hello. Hello. I'm in Euskirchen. Hi. This is Germany, very, very close to Cologne.
There you are.
Okay. Good. Thanks for giving everybody a geography lesson. So,
how you doing there, Daniela?
In this moment, I'm great. Yeah. I mean, my question
is, excellent.
Yeah.
Now,
the thing is, I have a 5-month old baby, and now she starts to whine and grunge, and I try to be there and just listen to her no matter what she says, and looking to her no matter what she does, and try to help her in a way. But I can also see that sometimes my nerves are like, oh my God, when does she stop? How can I help her? What can I do? And yeah.
You know, Daniela, this is a lot like seeing a rerun of a movie.
How do you mean?
I mean your childhood, your childhood, what your mother went through with you. So you need some compassion for your baby because she's just like you.
Okay.
But also, you know, kids go through things. Like, we had friends whose kids had colic, and so their stomach lining didn't develop correctly at first, and so the baby was in a lot of pain, and the baby screamed a lot because of the challenge. So that's one kind of possibility. So kids go through things. They have teething, they have belly stuff, they get hungry, this is how they communicate. But also, they are responsive to their environment. So there are times where kids get fussy because their parents are fighting or stressed. It's a reaction to their environment, or sometimes even a saving strategy. Like, we've seen kids, and now mind you, your daughter's 5 months, but we've seen kids have problems, and the problems are a bid to save the parents from whatever the dynamic is going on between the parents. So sometimes when you say, I try to be with her, I'm wondering if at least a portion of the time she's being reactive to how stressed you are.
See, if you're stressed, she'll feel your stress, and she'll respond in a way that you would not prefer. She'll be grumpy or grouchy or whatever the words were that you used.
Yeah, you used grungy. There was some word you used which was really, I don't know what it was, but I looked it.
Well, I looked it up, actually. Whiny,
yes.
Whiny, grungy. Yeah, and grungy. I looked it up. I didn't know. Yeah.
But you see, Daniela, darling, when we first met you, you were whiny and grumpy all the time.
And I still can do that.
And you still can do that. Exactly.
Have you heard the expression, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree?
Yes.
So, you know, it's fun.
So that's why I said you're viewing yourself in your daughter, because she's picked up a lot of your ways of being, and she's demonstrating how you are when you're in disagreement with the way life is showing up.
You know, and sometimes there are things you can do to either trick her out of it or support her out of it. And sometimes kids just get in a state kind of like adults.
Yeah.
And this is also an opportunity for you not to judge yourself, because she will have inherited, hardwired in, ways of being that you have. And the more you can allow yourself to be who you are and how you are without judging it, the easier it'll be to deal with the things that come up that you wish you wouldn't have.
You see, the things that you judge most harshly about yourself, you find fault with others for having those traits.
Mm.
So, and your daughter is going to be a lot like you. She's got your genetic predispositions.
You know what? It's really also fun. You're reminding all of us. I think a lot of people who are listening and people in general, harbor resentments against their parents. And here you are with a 5-month-old. The 5-month-old is not currently collecting memories of everything you made for her, of all the times you dressed her, of all the times you changed her diapers, of all the things that you do.
Got up in the middle of the night to feed her.
They're not capable of...
Those things are disregarded as not important.
And I love that you're in the midst of experiencing how dedicated and brilliant people have been to take care of each other as they grow. And it's an opportunity to let go of resentment. And I'll take any opportunity to let go of resentment if I'm harboring any.
I mean, I understand what you say, and sometimes it's difficult to see when I do that or when I have resentment. Sometimes it's completely clear to me when I do that or have that or act on it.
Well, when you're upset, when you're upset, you won't be completely clear, because when you're upset, you have a point of view you're being right about. And you're proving that somebody else is doing it wrong. And so you don't want to give that up. And to say, well, I'm not completely clear, that's a way of not having to give it up.
I can tell when I'm upset. If Shai and I, as he mentioned earlier, have been together for 37 years, and we converse and we share ideas and we say what we notice, because transformation happens in a state of honesty. So when Shia says something to me and I take exception to it, and the same way I can hear the cadence in Sandy's voice earlier that she's driving herself forward, I can hear a rebuttal cadence that happens in my head, and that, like, well, you don't understand, or you do this too, or something that comes back that I'm being right about, that is always a clue that I'm upset.
If you're being right, count on that you're being upset.
And what's really wonderful, this is what we were speaking about with Aaron, when you know you're not your thoughts, you can notice those thoughts go by and they don't have to pop out of your mouth. You don't have to hold on to them and be right about them. You don't have to feel bad for having had them in the first place. You can notice them, and now what?
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Cool.
I love your laugh, Daniela.
Thank you. Me too.
That's good. Very good. Hey, thanks for calling in today, really.
Thank
super,
you.
Super treat to speak with you.
Thanks.
Excellent.
Bye.
You know, and yes, thank you, Daniela. And these days, with this whole
pandemic,
people are upsetting themselves of what they're hearing. And upsets are a lot like a game that we used to play when I was a kid called whack-a-mole. And whack-a-mole, you'd have the mole pop up, you hit it with a hammer, it goes down, and it pops up somewhere else.
It's an electronic carnival game. You see how many times you can whack the mole in a very short period of time. That is the theme of next week's show.
Because
a lot of people get stuck whacking a mole or whacking an upset.
Yeah, and you know, what you resist persists and grows stronger. So trying to resist being upset just gets you further lost in that dynamic. So we'll give you an alternative next week. Whack-a-mole.
Hint, hint. It has all to do with being here.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for being with us today. If you found this show either calming, revealing, supporting, share it social media, share it with your friends, call them up.
Please share it.
FaceTime them, you know, tell them what's possible. And thank you again for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.